There's an American effort to reach out to the Muslim community in Germany right now that is receiving praise and even highlighting Germany's own struggle with integrating Muslims. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
16-year-old Yezen Omari visited the U.S. this fall, courtesy of a program set up by the U.S. ambassador to Germany and his wife. Omari says the homestay in Iowa was a lot of fun. The lights and crowds on Times Square in New York were impressive. The trip included a visit to the State Department to talk about U.S. policy and meeting a woman who was late to work at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 5 years ago, who watched the towers fall. That changed Omari's perspective about the 9/11 attacks.
5 years ago, I was 11 years old, and I heard in the television and in the news that there's happened something, but it wasn't so interesting for me. But when you stand before the ground zero there and you think that here was the highest building in the world and they crashed down.
Omari was born in Germany to Jordanian parents. He is exactly the kind of person these free trips for students are targeting, young, Muslim, and unlikely to get to the U.S. on his own. Omari won't share what he thought about America before going on the 10-day visit. He doesn't want to be rude. But the ambassador's wife, Sue Timken, says blunt exchanges have been part of the outreach effort. She's also brought young people and entrepreneurs in Germany's Muslim community together and has worked with an after-school program serving mostly Muslim girls in Berlin.
And when I first went there, the mother said, "Why are you here?" They asked me two questions: why I was there and how I felt after 9/11. And the Muslims are very, very perceptive people, and you really can't lie to them, so I really had to tell them how I felt after 9/11.
Which was, she says, shocked. Not really angry, but afraid enough that for the first 6 months after the attacks, she says she would have gotten off a plane if six young Muslim men had gotten on. At least one mother at the center welcomed her honesty. Ambassador William Timken says a major reason they visit mosques and have invited Muslims to their residence for dinner after the Ramadan fasting is just to talk.
We went to the mosques here in Berlin, had great discussions on, what is the Islamic view of peace, and had some revelations that they're really actually the Islamic religion here in Germany sees the same way we do about human values, human rights, human dignity.
Not all Germans would agree. Ambassador Timken isn't aware of some controversies here, such as whether a mosque should be allowed in East Berlin. News reports this fall said 1,500 people protested the planned construction. But Berhan Kasichi of Berlin's Islamic Federation says what's most important about the ambassador's outreach is his style.
Zum Teil nicht geführt werden können mit deutschen Politikern, also in dieser Offenheit.
With German politicians, talks wouldn't be that open. And I think the Germans can learn something. If you can say to a German politician that it's possible to talk with the American ambassador, normally and openly and privately, but that you don't get such access to a German politician, this might change things.
Kasichi's attendance at a dinner with the ambassador raised a few eyebrows among German politicians, according to another person there, because his organization's religious views are seen by some as potentially anti-democratic. Several Muslims who've taken part in the outreach efforts say the best thing has been learning that not all Americans support White House policy in Iraq and the Middle East. That may be an unintended effect, but it's building bridges here. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.